Third parak of Bavasa, fourth Mishnah. We're going back to the halachas of the proof of 3 years living in the land as a proof that the property belongs to you. Three people testify that he was there for 3 years. They found to be liars. They have to pay. The din of Hazama is that if people testify on something and somebody says he couldn't have testified because you were with us in a different city at that time, since they're found to be liars, they have to pay everything they tried, all the potential loss they wanted to cause. So they also have to reimburse over here the owner of the land. Yeah. Shnayim Rishayinim. Shnayim Rishayinim. Shnayim Rishayinim. Shnayim Rishayinim. You do not have to have the same pair of Eidim testifying all 3 years. So if you have two Eidim testifying on the first year, two on the second, two on the third, Shalosh Beinayim, if they're all found to be Zayimim, then each one pays a third. Shalosh Achim Vechem Mistarif Yimoyim. Hareilu Shalosh Eidim. You can have three brothers, and one being Mistarif with each one of them. Even brothers cannot be the same Eidim, but since we have three brothers, and the peer of each brother is a person who's not a brother of that brother, then they could be mitzvah, because testimony every year is independent testimony, and therefore I read Eidus Achas has three Eidus, but Eidus Achas Hazama. They were found to be liars, and they split it between all of them. Even though there's a rule that you have to testify on the full thing, Dover Lechatzi Dover. Here, each year is an independent component of this chazaka, and everything they could have seen at that point of time, they saw. If somebody saw half the picture, then that's not a good Eidus. But here, the Re'i of that year, he saw the entire thing, that's considered a good Eidus.